You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Ventiquattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to WTW. Yes, that's what we said on this day of the week. Welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday. It is the 27th of April. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Time right now, just about a minute after the hour of 6 o'clock. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you, all being well, for the next 4 hours as we make our way to 10 o'clock in the morning. A few things relevant to the 27th of April. This is in the world of entertainment. We're going to go all the way back to start with right now to the year 1667. The blind and impoverished John Milton, he sells the copyright of Paradise Lost for the grand sum of £10. In 1749, first performance of George Frederick Handel's music for the Royal Fireworks in a place called Green Park in London is performed today. And 1899, the Western Golf Association was founded. Where was this? This was in Chicago, in Illinois. Good morning, world. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I've got my eyes on you.
There we go, with a nice bit of funk starting off a Wednesday morning. That's Inner City, and what you gonna do? What you gonna do with my lovin'? And that was released back in November of 1989. Inner City, that is a group that was an electronic music group. They formed in Detroit, in Michigan, and Michigan back in 1987. Say that was released for them in 1989. If you want to go back 10 years, what you gonna do with my lovin'? It was originally a 1979 single by Stephanie Mills off of an album the same name, which she released in 79, and didn't do too bad. Well, got to number 22 on the Billboard Hot 100 for, and it was a top 10 hit on the R&B chart as well as a minor hit in Canada. We're 6.5 minutes, that's after now 6 o'clock this morning. Is this waking you up? I hope so. Joan Jett.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. We started off those two, as I mentioned, as it started, Joan Jett and Do You Want to Touch Me? Followed on that is a Bronski beat, and you can't mistake Jimmy Somerville taking the lead on the vocals there, can you? And Small Town Boy. And I tell you what, looking at the clock, oh, we're being efficient again this morning. Exactly now, 15 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock, and what do? We get in the shower, don't we? Of course we do. And I tell you what have I got for you in the shower this morning? I know. We got this one. Dead or Alive, it's from. And it's called Lover, Come Back.
I've been lying here so lonely. I've been wishing you would telephone me. Oh, I just can't lose this desperation. Won't you bring around a new sensation? Baby, you got like that energy, yeah. Gonna give that energy to me, yeah. Baby, we could have a real good time, yeah. Baby, I could make you mine, oh mine, yeah. And it's not a very nice sensation. I've been wishing you would telephone me. I've been lying here all so lonely. Can you reach me now?
That's it, Dead or Alive, and Lover Come Back. And that's brought us to, we're making our way to 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I hope you feel a bit better about that. A couple of good mornings. Good morning to Paul Dixon over there in the United Kingdom. He sent me a couple of messages already. I like this one. He sent me an article which I'm going to read in a minute because it sounds really quite interesting. But also he says, busy decorating the outside toilet. He says, yes, we do have an inside one as well. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, it's quite common. I remember when I was a kid living in Upminster in Essex, our house there had an inside toilet, of course, and a bathroom, but it did have an outside toilet, which was connected to the back of the house. But, yeah, always very, very useful if you're doing the gardening. Yeah, enjoy that. he said he's doing because baby shower, apparently, on the 8th of May. Says, well, they're doing a baby shower, the pool. He says, pub crawl for the men. Very wise. What a great idea. And also, let me say good morning to Mary Lou. She's up bright and breezy this morning. Wishes everybody a WTW. Hope you're going to have a great day. And she's actually on her way. Bright and breezy this morning. It's always nice to know you're out there. Don't forget, you can always WhatsApp us. 677-18822. The Emotions there and Best of My Love. Still keeping an eye on the time. We are 23 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. I was just thinking, when I said the time, everyone, I'm not sure, I think I said that. Yeah, 18 and a half I said before, I thought I might have said 23.
Days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face.
This is Three Doors Down, Good Neighbours, Here Without You.
A thousand lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate, they disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. I'm here. It's only you and me. The miles just keep rolling as the people leave their way to say hello. I've heard this life is overrated, but I hope that it gets better as we go. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. I'm here.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
What can I do? What can I do?
How can I do the things I wanna do? When 90% of me is you. My heart no longer does what I want it to. Because 90% of me is you. Gonna be the kind of woman that no man can move. I wanna have the kind of mind that no man can fool. I wanna look you in the eye
are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And indeed, it is that time on this morning's show for us to take a look at some of the headlines or some of the news we're going to be looking at in more detail later on this morning, our local news. Starting off with the epidemiological report in the last 24 hours, 744 new COVID-19 infections were registered in the country. And this is, say, revealed by the epidemiological report of Tuesday. To detect the new cases, 7,515 tests were applied, returning a positivity of weight rate, almost 10%, 9.9%. Regarding deaths, one is reported for a cumulative total now of 8,183 deaths. Lethality percentage is 1.1%. The report indicates that the active cases total 4,008, of which 3,933 are in home isolation and 75 are hospitalised. Those in isolation are divided into 3,919 at home and 14 in the so-called hospital hotels. There are 71 patients hospitalised in the wards and there are 4 in the intensive care units. Now, for week 16, 2,809 new cases of COVID-19 are reported. That's 1,056 more than the previous week, week 15. The percentage of positivity stands at 7.2% for this week, compared to 5.5% positivity of the previous week, while there were 104 fewer people recovered than in week 15. The Minister report adds that the figures indicate that the effective reproductive number, the RT number, is 1.03 for this week, a slight increase from the 1.02 that was recorded in week 15. Now, since November 2021, when the appearance of the Omicron variant of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus was reported in South Africa, several subvariants and combinations between these and even other variants have emerged. Now, the Omicron variant, classified by the World Health Organization as of concern, is the one with the principal sublineages reported during the COVID-19 pandemic. Of all the subvariants of Omicron and combinations of the variants that have emerged in the world, the Genomics and Proteomics Research Department of the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies has identified through genomic sequencing the presence in the country of the BA1 and BA2 sublineages. After a brief fight between dissident deputies from the Cambio Democratico and the Partido Revolucionario Democratico Party, the PRD, the government commissioned that the National Assembly decided to maintain with a slight modification the Cameron, which was objected to by the executive to prevent the boards of directors of the political parties being able to revoke the mandate of the deputies. This is Article 12 of Bill 776, which modifies the Electoral Code, which excluded decisions made by the deputies grouped in a parliamentary fraction as grounds for expulsion and revocation. But President Laurentino Cortizo vetoed Article 12 as unconstitutional, which was proposed by CD Deputy Yanibel Abrego to avoid an expulsion and recall process that her party is following, an action that also applies to 14 other deputies who oppose Romelu Rue, president of the CD. As regards to that, they keep passing laws for their own benefits, don't they, to get themselves out of trouble. The attorney for the administration, Rigoberto Gonzalez, sent a questionnaire to the vice president and minister of the presidency, Josiel Gabriel Carrizo, in which he requests that he gives him information on the alleged existence of an appointments table in the presidency for militants of the ruling party, the PRD. Gonzalez's request for information comes after the lawyer Ernesto Cedeño filed an administrative complaint about the alleged irregular use of public funds for political appointments in the government. The administration of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, launched the so-called Labour Management Plan, with which it intends to define as permanent the vaccines that employees of the temporary category have been occupying for years. Now, to do this, the canal workers will have to participate in a contest for the position, which has generated a new source of conflict with the administration. In the official translation into Spanish of a note dated April the 4th of this year, Marie A. Aponte, litigation prosecutor of the Criminal Division of the United States Department of Justice, replied to the Public Ministry of Panama that it did not seem that there was a crime in the investigation against the journalist Mauricio Valenzuela for alleged gender-based violence to the detriment of Deputy Zulay Rodriguez. I don't know if you remember that case. If you listen to the international news at the top of the hour, we've got an article in there from the European Union where they, like us, I believe we're trying to do the same thing, and that is to pass laws to stop frivolous charges being made against people that are critical of them. So that's check that out in the international news headlines at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. Between 10 p.m. on this Friday, I'm going to give you all of this because it's relevant to having your water turned off. Between 10 p.m. this Friday, April the 29th, and 6 p.m. on Saturday, the 30th of April, the Chilibri Water Treatment Plant will reduce its production of drinking water by 50%, reported the National Aqueduct and Sewer Institute, DAN. Now, during this period, two flanges will be installed on the 60-inch inlet and outlet valves of the new storage tank located in Aguas Claras. Parallel to these works, the contracting company, under the supervision of the technicians of the Special Projects Unit of IDAN, the Metropolitan Management will carry out interconnection works on the 42-inch pipeline at Parque Omar. Now, this is part of the project of improvements to the aqueduct of the Corregimiento of San Francisco. Now, due to this decrease in the production of drinking water, low pressure will be recorded in the Tumba Muerto and Transísmica roads, Clayton, La Losaria, Betania, Los Angeles, Miraflores, Altos de Miraflores, Dos Mares, Villa de la Fuente 1 and 2, Santa María, Alto Pintado, San Francisco, Carrasquilla, Bella Vista, Altos de Panamá, Río Abajo, Parque Lefebvre, Pueblo Nuevo, El Cangrejo, and El Dorado. Now, also customers in the upper areas of the district of San Miguelito and northern Panama, from Las Cumbres to Buena Vista, and all remote sectors of the network that comprise eastern Panama, from Pedregal to Siesta de Tocumen, will be affected. So that's from Friday night till Saturday. So shortage of water over the weekend. Anyway, that's it. We'll be looking at those stories in more detail a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. We're 20 minutes right now away from the hour of 7 o'clock. Trapped, and it comes from Colonel Abrams. 17 minutes are right now before the hour of 7 o'clock, looking at the world of entertainment. On this day, going back to the year 1968, Simon and Garfunkel released this. Yep, Mrs. Robinson.
Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home and you
Released in April of 1968 on Columbia Records. Mrs. Robinson, Simon and Garfunkel off of their fourth studio album, which is called Bookends, produced by the two of them together with Roy Halley. It is famous for its association with the 1967 movie, The Graduate. If you saw that movie, if not, you might want to look it up. And it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. The song was written by Paul Simon, who pitched it to director Mike Nichols alongside Art Garfunkel after Nichols rejected two other songs intended for the film. The Graduate soundtrack album uses two short versions of Mrs. Robinson. A full version was later included on the album Bookends, as I mentioned. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 12 and a half minutes away from 7 o'clock. And because I mentioned at 7, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. 7:30, we'll take a look at some of the business headlines. In between the two, we'll look at the weather. And don't forget, it is Wednesday, which means we've got movie review in the 8 o'clock hour.
Down along the track, she lost her home and a family. much deeper than you'll ever see. Hit me like a hammer to my head. I wonder where you pushed or where you led. Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? The only one who knows the truth, man, that's him, me and you. My friends, they listen to the things I say. They listen and they hear more every day. But I know they never understand it, because it was no accident you planned it. Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me?
That's it, two in a row. We started off with the Doobies, of course, Doobie Brothers and Long Train Running, and followed on there, that was Stretch and Why Did You Do It? 1970s British rock band that grew from the collaboration between vocalist Elmer Gantry and guitarist Kirby Gregory. And Gantry had been the frontman, by the way, of Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera, who I'm sure we've all heard of. And Kirby had been a member of Curved Air.
Hold tight.
Take us up to the top of the hour. Change. Sit back, relax, and hold tight. That's what it's called.
Now tears gonna stay.
anything that's mine. Take it easy when there's no one else. Got to get it right this time. Gonna try to make love shine. Everybody gets the chance someday. You just take it when the moment comes along. There's nothing you can say. There's nothing you can do when you find the eyes of love are set on you.
Hold tight. If you wanna make this feeling stay, hold tight. Hold tight. Don't let this moment fade away. Hold tight.
And it's here for you. Come on, baby, time to make a place. Now everybody got to let us through. Got a dream to catch tonight, it might come true.
Hold tight.
Go Change. That's it. That's what it's called. Hold tight. Change is the name of the group. And this one, Paul, over there in South London, over there in the UK, just to drop me a note. Oh, Elmer Gantry, Velvet Opera. Saw them at Kingston Polytechnic, now Kingston University. Well, I must have been, I tell you what, you did better than I. Must have been after my time. Only joking, because Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera, they just also known, by the way, as Velvet Opera. It was a British rock band active in the late 1960s. And, of course, the members of the band, they sort of disappeared off to do other things. People like Richard Hudson, John Fall, Paul, Brett. They later became members of the Straubs, Hudson Ford, and of course we mentioned Stretch, didn't we? And that's brought us towards the top of the hour. Natural fact, we're just 2 seconds away from 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Right, let us take a look, shall we, at some of the things in the international news on this Wednesday morning. If you have just joined us, a very good morning to you. And the time's 7. Russia halted gas supplies to Bulgaria and Poland on Wednesday for rejecting its demand to pay in rubles, taking direct aim at European economies in its toughest retaliation so far against international sanctions over the war in Ukraine. The step was denounced by European leaders as blackmail and comes as European countries have joined the United States in ramping up arms shipments to help Ukraine fend off a new Russian assault in the East Kyiv. This was reported on Wednesday. Also, the Russian troops had made gains in several villages there as well. Moscow says that the gas cutoff is to enforce its demand for payment in rubles needed to shield its economy from sanctions. And Russian forces were on Wednesday pounding a huge steelworks in Mariupol, where the southern Ukrainian city's last defenders and some civilians are holed up, a local official has said. Petro Andriyushenko, an aide to the city mayor, said that there had been no let-up in airstrikes on the Azovstal plant. This is despite a Russian President Vladimir Putin saying there was no need to storm it after declaring victory in Mariupol. The court in military-ruled Myanmar sentenced deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi to 5 years in jail on Wednesday after finding her guilty in the first of 11 corruption cases against her, a source with knowledge of the proceedings has said. The Nobel laureate and figurehead of Myanmar's opposition to military rule is charged with at least 18 offences, carrying combined maximum jail terms of nearly 190 years, all but killing off any chance of a political comeback. A woman suicide bomber who killed three Chinese teachers in Pakistan was a teacher who had enrolled for a master's degree months before her attack, carried out on behalf of separatist insurgents, a Pakistani official said on Wednesday. The blast detonated by the 30-year-old woman on Tuesday blew up a minivan outside Karachi University's Confucius Institute, a Chinese language and cultural center, killing her, the three Chinese teachers, and a Pakistani driver. Israeli soldiers shot dead a Palestinian in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday. Medics and a military group said it clashes. This is due to clashes that erupted after an arrest raid. It was the second time in 2 days that Israeli forces have killed a Palestinian during a late-night incursion. China's capital of Beijing has detected some positive COVID-19 cases in the first round of mass testing conducted in a dozen districts this week, a municipal official said on Wednesday. Based on the results from 19.8 million out of the 19.81 million samples taken, 12 tubes of mixed samples tested positive, a Beijing health official has said. Under mass testing campaigns in China, multiple samples are tested together in a single tube. Switzerland's government approved on Wednesday an agreement that forms the basis for exchanging sensitive information with NATO, it said. Such agreements make it possible, among other things, for Swiss companies to apply for contracts with classified content that are advertised by the NATO Defence Alliance, it added. And this is it. This is the European Union executive. Now, they proposed on Wednesday, this is what I was mentioning about the laws here, they proposed on Wednesday laws to curb excessive litigation aimed at silencing critical journalists and rights advocates by governments and businesses. A form of harassment, it said, was on the rise from Croatia to Poland. In its latest health check of the state of democracy in the 27 nation bloc, the Brussels-based European Commission said last year the so-called SLAPs, or that's S-L-A-P-P-S, or strategic lawsuits against public participation, were a serious concern. Manifestly unfounded or abusive court proceedings against public participation are a recent but increasingly prevalent phenomenon in the European Union, the Commission said on Wednesday in proposing new legal remedies for the bloc. Such a disproportionate lawsuits, often based on defamation clauses, strive to intimidate the targets, exhaust their resources, and tie them in multiple legal proceedings, often in several jurisdictions, said the Commission. See, it's not just here, is it? Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We're 6 minutes right now. That's after the hour, 7 o'clock. Bottom of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the international. We'll take a look at some of the international news, business news for this morning. Between now and then, we will take a look at the weather. It's a cloudy morning. Oh, and the BBC report last night said that, us in Costa Rica, a lot of rain. Dancing on a Saturday Night from Barry Blue. I tell you what, on this day, the 27th of April, if we go back to the year 1947, Babe Ruth Day was celebrated, and this was at the Yankee Stadium. But 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, this is the Little River Band, Man on Your Mind.
Jerry D. I guess it don't
That's it, Foreigner, Blue Morning and Blue Day, and quite rightly so too. I was just talking to the good lady she's up and about this morning, and she said it's a cloudy day. It is a cloudy day here in the city at any rate, and say listening to the BBC weather report, it showed the map, there's a big lot of blue over Panama and Costa Rica. Anyway, let's take a look and see what our friends at ETESA, the hydrometeorology report from them. We're going to start, as we do, over there in Costa Rica in the province of Colón. 30 degrees Celsius is going to be the maximum temperature over there today, with 22 being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, that is the thermal sensation. Relative humidity up at 90%. Chance of isolated showers during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight it's going to be cloudy over there in the province of Colón in Costa Arriba. Now, let's move over to West Panama on the side of the isthmus, see if things are any better. We've got 32 degrees Celsius as the maximum temperature, with 22 degrees being the minimum. Now, wait for it. Thermal sensation is up at 39 degrees Celsius, 87% relative humidity. Partially cloudy for this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight, isolated showers. Now, let's take a look at where we're sitting right now in the metropolitan area. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 21 being the minimum. 38 degrees, that is the thermal sensation, and we're up at 89% relative humidity. Cloudy is what they say right now for this morning, and I can concur with that 100%. This afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorms, and tonight we're going to be back to being cloudy again. Moving out into the Bay of Panama, let's take a look out there in the Gulf. We've got 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 22 the minimum. Their thermal sensation is not too bad at 37, when you consider that their relative humidity is 95%. That's almost wet, isn't it? Isolated showers during the course of this morning. Isolated rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it's going to be cloudy tonight. So there we go. There's your weather report. Now, let's take a look at maritime conditions. And we're going to start with the tides for today. On the Pacific first, high tide, that was at 1.11 this morning, 4.15 metres. Low tide, that we just missed that by about, by about 3 minutes, because it was at 7:16, and that was 0.67 of a metre. It's the low tide right now. High tide, that'll be at 1:38 in the afternoon, 4.45 metres, and the low tide, the last one, 7:50 tonight, and that'll be 0.58 of a metre. That's the Pacific. On the Caribbean, low tide, the first one, that was at 3:50 this morning, and that was 0.03 of a metre. High tide, that'll be at 9:26, and that's going to be 0.18 of a metre. And low tide, 3:51 in the afternoon, and that's going to be minus 0.03 of a metre. And the last high tide, 10:45 tonight, and that's going to be 0.24 of a metre. All right? So there you are. There are your tides for today. Now, maritime conditions. We've got some today. They've omitted them yesterday, but let's start off with the Caribbean. Good conditions this morning. No advisory for you. Winds are relatively light at 9 to 12 kilometres an hour, coming from the west-northwest, with waves at 3 feet. In the afternoon, we still have good conditions. So we've got 16 to 18 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northwest in the afternoon, and waves of 2 feet. Moving over to the Pacific, we have good conditions for this morning. Light winds, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the northeast, with waves at 3 feet. Afternoon, we have good conditions that are prevailing. No change, which is always nice. Well, we've got winds of 6 to 12 kilometres an hour, north-northwesterly direction. Waves are going to pick up in the afternoon there. They're going to pick up to 4 feet in the afternoon. That's it then. There's your weather for this morning.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
there we go. Yes, Boney M and Daddy Cool. Mary Lou drops her line. She was mentioned earlier. Wished everybody a WTW. Welcome to Wednesday day. Already sort of now making her way into the office. Did ask if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. It's this one. Comes from Heart. It's called Magic Man. 25 minutes exactly, by the way, after the hour of 7.
Cold late night so long ago, when I was not so strong, you know. But a man came to me, never seen eyes so blue. So I could not run away, it seemed. We'd seen each other in a dream. Seemed like he knew me, he looked right through me, yeah. Come on home, girl, he said with a smile.
That's Heart, and that's Magic Man. Very good morning to Mario. Dropped me a little line this morning. And, Heart apparently is one of his favourite girl bands. Right, what are we going to do right now on The Breakfast Show? I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little break, and then when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the international business news on this Wednesday morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Absolutely, and it's great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. If you keep an eye on the time, we're just making our way 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Oh, wishing the morning away already. 29 minutes, almost exactly before 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Don't forget, we're looking at the local news for you this morning, or some of the pieces in the news. Right now, though, international business news: the euro fell below $1.06 for the first time in 5 years against a broadly strong US dollar on Wednesday amid rising concerns around energy safety and growth slowdown in China and Europe. The euro slipped to a 5-year low of $1.05860 after Russia's Gazprom said that it would cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria as the crisis in Ukraine deepened. It was 0.35% lower at $1.0601. That was at 10:20 GMT. The single currency has fallen more than 4% so far in April and is heading for its worst monthly loss in more than 7 years, as uncertainty around the war in Ukraine and China's COVID lockdown measures led traders to ditch the euro in favour of the safe haven dollar. The Russian ruble clipped a more than 2-year high against the euro in early trade on Tuesday before stabilising near Monday's close. This is in a week where tax payments are supporting the currency and as investors look ahead to an expected rate cut on Friday. At 8:17 GMT, the ruble had gained 0.3% to trade at 76.9 versus the euro after earlier trading hit 75.95, its strongest mark since early March of 2020. It was 0.1% stronger against the dollar at 73.04. Trading activity remained subdued and somewhat erratic compared with levels seen before the 24th of February when Moscow sent tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine. Russian energy giant Gazprom on Wednesday halted gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria for failing to pay for gas in rubles, the Kremlin's toughest response yet to the crippling sanctions imposed by the West for the invasion of Ukraine. Poland and Bulgaria are the first countries to have their gas cut off by Europe's main supplier. This is since February the 24th invasion of Ukraine that has killed thousands of people, displaced millions more, and raised fears of a broader conflict. Russian natural gas deliveries to Austria are continuing unrestricted, and there is no indication that will change, its government said on Wednesday, while adding it is scrambling to find alternative sources. Austria obtains 80% of its natural gas from Russia, a heavy dependency that it says will take time to end now that Russia's invasion of Ukraine has made plain the need to shift away from Europe's cheapest source of gas. Germany is preparing for a change of control at the PCK refinery in Schwedt, operated by a Russian state-owned Rosneft, which accounts for all of Germany's remaining Russian oil imports, Economy Minister Robert Habeck said on Wednesday. Germany has set out plans to become independent of Russian oil, which would make a European Union oil embargo manageable for Europe's biggest economy. It has reduced the proportion of oil it sources from Russia to 12% from 35%, leaving PCK the only remaining consumer of Russian oil in the country. And Tesla Inc. lost $126 billion in value on Tuesday. This is amid investor concerns that Chief Executive Elon Musk may have to sell shares to fund his $21 billion equity contribution to his $44 billion buyout of Twitter. Tesla is not involved in the Twitter deal, yet its shares have been targeted by speculators after Musk decided to disclose publicly where his cash for the acquisition is coming from. The 12.2% drop in Tesla's shares on Tuesday equated to a $21 billion drop in the value of his Tesla stake. This is the same as the $21 billion in cash that he committed to the Twitter deal. Finance sector professionals in Shanghai are preparing to move back to Hong Kong and other offshore centres after spending only a few years in the Chinese city, as a harsh COVID-19 lockdown has hurt their business prospects and upended daily lives. Thousands of bankers, traders and investors in the financial hub of the world's second largest economy have found themselves confined to their homes, with some even struggling to secure food and other essentials for their families. And the British company Ted Baker, it has received a number of proposals from potentially interested suitors, it said on Wednesday, after the fashion retailer put itself up for sale earlier this month. The British firm, which has nearly 400 locations, mostly in Europe, North America and the United Kingdom, launched a formal sale process after private equity firm Sycamore improved its takeover proposal and another third party showed interest in bidding for the company. And lastly this morning, a major US government contractor of identity verification technology that is under investigation by Congress has fired 39 employees over the past week for inappropriate communications, the company told Reuters. The company, ID.me, gutted about half of its fraud review team, but said that the firings were unrelated to the probe that US lawmakers opened last week over serious concerns about the efficacy, privacy, and security of its technology, including facial recognition. And that's it. That's some of the things in the international business news for this morning. Right, time to get back to the music. How about this one? Gotta Be Real. Cheryl Lynn.
Yeah. radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleon on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
It's a mystery I cannot explain. All the blues I got are heartaches and pains. She's gone, 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 gone. Baby's gone. At night, got no appetite. Everything is wrong, but used to be right. Since she's gone, 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 gone. Baby's gone. I wonder, wonder, wonder when she's gone, 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 gone. Baby's
She meant it when she told me to forget it, and I bet you will regret it when you find me in the morning, wet and drowned, and the hood gets round. I'm going down, I'm going down. I'm coming up for air, it's pretty stuff under there. I'd like to say I didn't care, but I forgot to leave a note, and it's so hot to stay afloat, or soaking wet without a boat, and I knew I should have taken off my shoes. It's front page news, going down. Must have had another date. I didn't need a second way to wish that I could see the way to shock. nights. I should have taken her advice. I only want to go on home. I'd gladly leave that girl alone. What a way to spend the night. If I don't drown, I'll die of fright. My pappy taught me how to float, but I can't swim a single note. He threw me in to teach me how. I stayed there floating like a mama cow, and now I've floated way downstream. No, this has to be a dream. If I could find my way to shore, I'd never, never do this anymore. Look, if you stay up and down, fine, I'm going down. Just one more time for now. I'm going down. I'm going down. I'm going down. I'm going down. Going down. Back, home. Back, home. Back, home. Going down.
There you go, believe it or not, that is the Monkees there, and going down. Time on the Breakfast Show, keep an eye on the time. We're 11 and a half minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, in the 8 o'clock hour, we will firstly we'll check in with our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid, and also it is movie review day today with Andreas. He's been to see The Lost City, starring Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum and Daniel Radcliffe. So we'll be chatting about that in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Right, now, good morning to Renee. Renee dropped me a little line, and she sent me the article. It was to do with the death of the Earth, Wind and Fires singer. This is Andrew. Let me just get it because I've got the thing here. It says, yeah. Earth, Wind and Fire saxophonist Andrew Wolfer, who was instrumental in defining the disco sound around the 1970s, has died at the age of 71. The musician, who helped, by the way, to create some of the band's biggest hits, including September and Boogie Wonderland, passed away on Monday. This was following six-year illness. An official cause of death has not been disclosed. The sad news was announced by their bandmate, Philip Bailey, who penned a touching tribute on Instagram. It says, I met him in high school and we quickly became friends and bandmates, Bailey wrote. We lost him today after being ill of over 6 years. He has transitioned on the onto the forever from this land of the dying to the land of the living. That's a nice way of putting it, the other way around, isn't it? Here it is, Earth, Wind and Fire, September. So, Andrew Wolfhook, rest in peace, and thank you.
Yeah.
that is Tears for Fears, of course, and Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Well, not necessarily everybody, but there's a couple of names I could mention. And that has brought us to, well, we're just making our way up to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
¡Wow!
The best place to be in the mornings.
smile till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
Started off with the Cornelius Brothers together with Sister Rose and Too Late to Turn Back Now. And that last one, co-op favourite of mine from Al Wilson, and it's called Show and Tell. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're 24 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it is, what day is it? Is it Monday? No, is it Tuesday? I don't think so. I can't remember what day it is. I lose track of time. What I do know is that it is, the rainy season has started. My friends back in El Valle have written to me that, on Tuesday, so if that was, yesterday was Tuesday, and today's hump day, it's Wednesday, yay, it's Wednesday. So they said that it had rained, I don't know how it was possible, but 6 inches? I don't know. All I know is that Tuesday they said Noah was a-coming, and you better make sure you come back with a boat, because the ark is needed. Well, that's a good news, because we always need rain. We never can have enough water in this country, because water is our livelihood here. Yes, it is. We do a lot of things with water here, besides the canal, besides growing crops and whatnot. Just amazing country this is. I'm so in love with Panama. I hope you all are too, you know, and I hope we all can take better care of her, making sure that we pick up that garbage. I wish there were more garbage cans so that we could at least put them in the garbage and do more recycling. It's coming slowly but surely. Even in my building, they're starting to do recycling, which is a good step. I know we have recycle buckets here in my apartment, and we do separate and recycle here, which is very important. I hope you all do that out there. Because such a beautiful day should be enjoyed by millions for many, many years to come, including our children's grandchildren's children, children, grandchildren. Okay, so it's Humpty Dumpty. So I'm going to be here, looks like, through the rest of the week. I got a lot more work to do than I anticipated, so good for me. I'm in town, bad for my house, because that means the kitty cats are getting fed by the Australian. And you know he's up late at night and not an early bird riser. Nope, not at all. But we're good. Everything's good. I'm happy to report that the two kitty cats, we brought Mr. Binkers here, who kind of looks like Clarence, so that Clarence wouldn't be alone. Well, as it turns out, Mr. Binkers is a lot more entertaining than Mr. Clarence. It's amazing. A feral cat is a good house cat. But the indoor cat who was found inside the apartment building, he's wacko. He's like, Karen, what are you doing? He calls me Boomer, and he calls the other one Karen, so it's kind of like, he's rude. He has no manners, but the young one is so tender and so loving. He's a cuddle bunny. He's such a cuddle bunny. All right, I'm getting some coffee and then getting back to work, because I want to head home Saturday at the latest Sunday morning. All right, everything's good, so back to you in the studio.
Well, there we go. There's Aerosmith and Walk on Water. So if Ingrid can't get her arc, that's what she'll have to do when she does get back to LA. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are half past the hour of 8 o'clock, or if you would prefer, we're just coming for 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. It is Tuesday. No, it's not. It's Wednesday. Ingrid's getting me all confused. It is Wednesday. What do we do on Wednesday? Well, we normally talk about the movies, don't we?
We have a good time. That's what we do. We have a good time.
No, I'm sorry. You have a good time.
I do have a good time.
You have. Well, as long as we make, you know, making people happy is what we like to do.
That's what I like to
you
do.
Know, that's, you know.
We are not happy, but we try to make people happy. Is that the premise of the show?
Well, you're happy.
I'm happy today. I'm.
It makes sense because last week you got a telephone conversation and you were Mr. Miserable.
I was miserable. I got a really bad phone call right before going on the show, and I was not great. And I apologize.
No, because you didn't even have anything ready. You didn't. You were completely inept.
It was unprofessional.
Oh, good grief, was it? Yasmin and I have been talking about it all week.
I'm assuming I was going to get fired.
No, we are desperate.
You are desperate.
Yasmin, we're desperate, aren't we? Talk to us.
In a great way.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us, Yasmin.
Yes.
And by the way, how did you enjoy your lunch yesterday?
It was good. Well, it was a breakfast. It's supposed to be a breakfast, but at the end it was a lunch.
What time did you actually eat?
At 12. That was the breakfast.
You know,
I'm missing the joke.
We call this brunch. No, Yasmin left early yesterday. She went to a 9 o'clock breakfast, and she dropped me a little line. It must have been about, half past ten? No. Yeah, about 10:30. Something saying, you know, I'm still here. We haven't had breakfast yet. So, okay.
What kind of brunch was this?
Well, it wasn't a brunch. It was a breakfast. But it turned out to be a brunch.
Was it like an event or like with friends?
Yeah, it was from a foundation.
No, don't talk about friends.
Okay, she does. Got it.
I mean, we had a very interesting time before that. So.
There you go. They had an interesting time before that, Jerry.
Yeah. That's the main thing. I mean, personally, I'd have gone for the food.
They had a delicious appetizer of knowledge.
Exactly.
That would have been me done.
An appetizer of conversation, Jerry.
You know, Mr. Clemente here.
There we go. You remember my last name.
Yeah,
I congratulate you. I saw you blinking.
No, you saw the old cog going there. Who is this guy? He was going on about the fact that he'd seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't.
I did, first time. You know,
what happened, yes?
Well, I got the invitation.
Oh, you did get the invitation.
Yes, but Ian wanted to watch the Dumbledore one the same night. So I couldn't.
Well, you could have split up, you know.
No.
No, it's a communal experience going to the movies. It's a family experience going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of it. It's an event.
Why do I go? Went with you once.
You did. I keep inviting you. You're like no, and after the pandemic, you had an excuse, so I can't do anything anymore.
So you went to see Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So let's review that. We don't need Andres.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, he did it last week.
Sort of.
That was the one we didn't have anything written.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we forgot because he didn't write it.
Did you enjoy it, though?
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, that exciting.
I think that series is in a downward spiral. I think...
Overkill.
I think what's going to happen is they're going to take a break. You're not going to see Harry Potter film in about 5 years.
Talking of Harry Potter.
Yes.
You saw Harry Potter.
I did. He's in this movie.
He is.
Yes.
Yes.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes.
He has become quite the actor.
He has.
Yeah.
He's done stage work as well. He's
a great stage actor as well.
Equinus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did very well. No, he's... So I'm interested to hear what you have to say, how he's developing as an actor.
There you go.
But then I'm not really interested.
Nice. That was a quick flip-flop, I gotta be honest. Anyways, we're talking about The Lost City, the brand new Sandra Bullock vehicle. Here we go. Okay, directed by Aaron Nee and Adam Nee. I'm assuming brothers. Okay.
Oh, we can kneel on both knees.
Starring, there you go. Good joke there, Jerry. Starring Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Channing Tatum.
Okay.
And your man, Daniel Radcliffe.
Mm.
Here we go.
Okay.
Give us the plot, Jerry.
Music off. A reclusive romance novelist on a book tour with her cover model gets swept up in a kidnapping attempt that lands them both in a cutthroat jungle adventure.
There we go.
I don't have jungle sounds.
You don't have jungle sounds?
I don't have jungle sounds.
I see that as a positive.
Damn. When are you leaving?
I'm leaving soon. Let's start with the positives real quick. First, Sandra Bullock is one of the best in action rom-coms. She really is. She keeps on delivering. These are original movies. These are not franchise movies that come from toys or video games or whatever. She actually is involved in original rom-coms that make money and are good. Let's be honest.
Hang on. So it doesn't come from a franchise with toys? And
it does not.
No?
And original screenplay.
And you still went to see it?
I love me some original.
Were there any cloaks?
No cloaks.
Okay. I don't know why I went to see it.
I'm just saying. Channing Tatum, come back! We haven't seen this man in quite a while. And he makes a comeback with a good movie. And he's I know Jasmine missed him. Do you, Jazz? No? Not a Channing Tatum fan? No, she's not a Channing Tatum fan.
I thought it was a girl.
You thought Channing Tatum was a girl?
Isn't
no.
Channing a girl's name?
Hey, man. What is the girl's name? Give me a definition.
Maria.
There you go.
It's the girl's name.
Hey, I know a lot of Jose Marias. Does that count? Mm-hmm. Oh, got you there.
So hang on. You call boys Maria.
Well, depends on the parent, I guess.
It could be as possible.
By the way, I find funny that you mentioned that, because one of the jokes in the movie is that the villain is called Abigail, and they make fun of it. And he's an Abigail's a neutral name.
Okay, well, I'm glad I got that in then.
There we go. I know. Tatum. Okay, Channing Tatum doesn't play an action hero. He actually is not, because he is a very physical actor. He is known for his action roles. But in this movie, he actually plays a book cover model that knows very little of how to defend himself or make any good decisions about rescuing a damsel in distress. And it's a nice little turn, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Next, really good chemistry between the leads. It is a must in any rom-com. You have to have good chemistry between the lead actors, and they do. Even though, by the way, Sandra Bullock, I'm assuming it's like 15 years older than Channing Tatum, but they still have great chemistry.
Well, is there something wrong with that?
No, why would there
be? Well, I just wondered because you brought it up. It's just, you know, 15 years.
The thing is, when
it's not long.
When that age gap is the other way around, it's very noticeable. When the man is much, much older than the woman, it's much more noticeable, in my opinion. Because we've seen this now. Sandra Bullock did it. Jennifer Lopez did it recently as well. These women have aged so beautifully that you can't even notice the age gap, and it works perfectly. In men, I don't know why, but
we don't have a lot of surgery, I guess.
I guess. Oh, you just shots fired at Sandy.
No, but I mean, actually, funny enough, this look at Tina Turner.
Yes,
she looks brilliant. She's had quite a bit of
some work done.
She looks really done. But how's it some people they really manage to screw up, don't they? I mean, have you seen Barry Manilow?
He does look.
I think he's got a little thing. I think he's got a nipple on his chin.
I don't know, man, but like. I think that's the thing that most scares me about anybody I know getting plastic surgery is that if it goes wrong, it goes wrong forever.
Oh,
it's like,
it
oh
does.
My god.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They start looking like a horror movie doll.
Because Mick Jagger's daughter told him, you ever do that. He said, so that's why he's still...
He ages gracefully.
I mean, he's doing really well for his age.
Old dude.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I completely digress.
Let's go.
Okay.
Here we go. Very funny quasi-cameo by Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is in this movie. He's in this movie for about 10 minutes, but he does a great job. He's incredibly funny. His character really works. And again, he was so funny in the film that they added him in a post-credit scene, which is... And you can tell the post-credit scene was added way after the movie was done filming. But the character was so endearing, and you're like, yeah, I want to add this guy again. And it really works. Plenty of belly laugh moments. I know you want to see, if you want to go to a rom-com and an action comedy, you want to see some good funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This movie has it in spades. Daniel Radcliffe keeps picking the right projects. And I think this is, gotta be honest, one of the best things that came out of Harry Potter was its young actors. The three main guys from Harry Potter have really blossomed into bona fide actors. Like, these guys have done smart roles, have picked big roles, they have gotten franchised. But Daniel Radcliffe, in particular, he is doing a musical on Broadway. Then he's doing Equinus on another show at theater. Then he picks really indie, risky projects that really work well. Then he does, for example, a horror movie. Like, he really stretches it out and expands. And in this movie, he plays, in an action comedy, he plays the villain. And it really works. Like, he actually, I think you can tell he's going to have a really long career. And he has become a character actor. I think that's the main thing.
Well, like,
he steps
diverse.
Away from the leading man thing.
Like you said, Equus on stage. I mean, he...
phenomenal dancer, by the way, as well.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, debatable. But yeah, I'm impressed, man. Daniel Radcliffe is doing it the right way.
Okay,
I think he's gonna have a long career. The characters actually have some supplies to survive in the jungle. This happens all the time in these kind of movies, where two characters get lost in the jungle and they have nothing to actually spend some time in the jungle. In this movie, it's a quick scene, but they show like, yeah, I brought a backpack with like a hammock so we can sleep, or a knife so we can cut. Like it was smart.
Did they know they were going to the jungle then?
Yes, obviously they were.
Knew they were going.
They did know. Okay. One of the characters did know, yes.
Okay. And he told the others?
No, he just brought enjoyed the rescue.
Okay.
He hasn't.
He bought enough for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
It's only two people. It's not a group of gentlemen. Yeah.
Okay. Just two.
Here we go. Film moves nicely, never really drags. This is something I mention all the time in my reviews. Sometimes a movie drags a little bit and feels stale. And this movie, it really breezes by. It's not a super long movie. It never does feel like, oh, it's overstayed its welcome. I go through on to the point that you want to actually stay for the post-credit scene because it's fun. You had a great time at the movies.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's go negatives real quick. First, Bullock's character is simply introduced with exposition dialogue. Do you know what exposition dialogue is,
Jerry? It's when you go to see things.
No.
No.
Exposition dialogue is when you reveal to the audience information by just adding a line of dialogue.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and there's no, it sometimes works and it sometimes doesn't because it lacks the connection the audience can have to the character. In this case, she plays, as you mentioned in the plot, a reclusive novelist.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a reason she is reclusive, but they just mention it in passing. And you're supposed to buy it, and you're supposed to understand, and you're supposed to empathize with her because of it. But because it's not shown, sometimes that connection is not made. Okay.
Okay. It's not an exhibition, then.
Exposition dialogue.
Yeah. Okay.
The book editor character, played by Divine Joy Randolph, never really works. Neither funny nor best friend likable. Normally in a rom-com, there's always like a sidekick or a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
In this movie, it's the book editor. Okay. And it's played by a big comedian, but she never really comes out as real funny, or like the audience never really connects with her at all. I don't think the character worked at all. Oscar Nunez's character is not funny, just annoying. This character, you can tell the actor mate is a good friend of Sandra Bullock because he was in The Proposal, her other big romantic comedy. You remember The Proposal, Jasmine, with Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
You remember the Latin character that was a stripper in that movie?
Stripper, no.
No, he's like a little side character.
No.
Yasmin, you didn't remember the stripper?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's not an attractive stripper, I guess.
No, obviously not, you know.
But anyways, you can tell he made good connections and stayed close to Sandra Bullock because he got cast in a small role in this movie. But he plays it in, like, trying to be the funny guy he's wacky. But it never really works. It just comes off as annoying.
I know the feeling.
He's mostly known for The Office, by the way. He's the Office actor. Weird character trait for Tatum regarding getting into water that never really pays out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole thing about this character that he gets some sort of rash whenever he gets into like a river or the ocean. But they mention it, they show it. It's a whole, like, they take 10 minutes out of the movie to dive into the subject, but it never really adds to anything. It doesn't add anything to the plot of the storyline, and I found that bizarre. Salsa dancing scene that feels like they're trying too hard. And I say this as a remarkable salsa dancer myself. Nobody laughed at that one.
We didn't laugh at that
Fair
one
enough.
Because you might be for all we know, you know.
I gotta say, I know how to dance. I grew up with all women, they taught me. So anyways, you can tell especially when you're Latin American, when you go to the States, you can tell when somebody has, like, taking a lot of dance classes. Because when they dance salsa, they are doing a lot of gyrating and heavy movements that are like, yeah, normally it's more of a romantic dance than showing off how your hips can move, if that makes any sense. And in this movie, Channing Tatum is a fantastic dancer. He is an all-time dancer.
And Shakira did a piece of music about moving hips, didn't she?
Yes, but I'm sure if Shakira is dancing in a party, like in this movie, she is not dancing like, oh, look at me, I'm a professional dancer. And that's the thing. when somebody isn't in a party showing off, like, ooh, look at me, I'm a professional dancer, it seems like a little bit too much.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't seem like a natural dance.
You don't do that, then?
I try not to.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a piece of music?
Let's go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Andreas is dancing for us now.
Red hot, you're a red hot dancer. When you swing your hips and you do the salsa, rock forward and back, and then you do it again. Take a great mind to the right, and then you feel your body bend.
You float around the floor like you're flying with gossamer wings. Every time you go by, I can feel my head starting to spin.
Red hot, you're a red hot dancer. When you swing your hips and you do the salsa, rock forward and back, and then you do it again. Take a grapevine to the right, and then you feel your body bend. Rock forward and back, and then you do it again. Take a great bite to the right, and then you feel your body bend.
You're a beautiful lady, and you move with such feeling and style. And you light up the room every time that you look up and smile.
Red hot, you're a red hot dancer. Swing your hips and you do the salsa, rock forward and back, and then you do it again. Take a great bite to the right, and then you feel your body bend.
Is that it? That's all you got?
Hey man, I gotta be honest. Whenever I'm going to a salsa party, because those exist, I use this song to warm up.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
When you swing your hips and you do the salsa.
You know, funny enough, and also this, I've mentioned this a number of times. I mean, I came here to Liverpool in 1993.
There you go.
And we used to have a lot of salsa bars. In fact, there was a very big one, the one that was in the El Panama Hotel.
Okay.
That was the main, that was the salsa bar. There was one on Calle 50 we used to go to. There was, I can't remember what it was called now, but it used to be on the street right next to Bodega Mi Amiga. And there was a Giorgio's, I think it was called. I think it might have been called Giorgio's. And there was a salsa bar there, which was good fun. Where are they now?
I'll tell you what happened. I got a theory on this. The baby boomers, okay, it was all about salsa. They all knew how to dance. Like you see in Latin America, everybody knew how to dance. Mm-hmm. Then my generation came along. And I think toxic masculinity happened a little bit. And a lot of men did not know how to dance. Like, I remember growing up, there was, in any party, whenever, like, salsa or merengue came on, very few people really knew how to dance. Merengue is something you can fake, but salsa you can't. And I remember, I gotta be honest, I used it to my advantage, because I was one of the only people that could know how to dance salsa, because I learned with my sisters. And it was, but now I think it's going the other way, and I think the new generation really is learning how to dance salsa. And a lot of people, like, I went to a Gilberto Santa Rosa concert the other a month ago, and I was very surprised about how many young people knew how to dance salsa. Like, it's in when I was growing up in high school, very few people knew how to dance salsa.
But I don't know. I find it rather sad. I mean, because I think it's part of our culture.
Agree.
You know, I mean, everywhere you used to go, I mean, I remember you sort of dancing around the supermarket because they were playing salsa or merengue music or whatever. Now you get like everybody else, Elton John or whoever, whatever, you know, it's all just elevator music. It's, and I think we missed something. I mean, the salsa bars were great. It was so friendly. Everybody was there. I mean, the one, Giorgio's, the one I remember because I used to go there with my mother when they were here and you know, you had 16, 17-year-olds, and you had 70 and 80-year-olds all together in this one place. And everybody was friendly. Everybody, you know, would come if you sat there and say, hey, come and have a dance, you know, and thing. But they've gone.
Different times, Jerry. Different times.
It's so sad.
Now there's raves. And
I can't do those
either. You can't do raves?
No, I can't do raves, no. Headbanging.
I never got
I did too much of that when I was young. You could probably tell.
Were you a heavy rocker headbanging kind of guy?
No.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
No, I was a disco. I loved disco.
Ooh, you did the
oh yeah.
You did the belt bottom pants, the whole shebang.
Absolutely. Yeah? Still got them.
Oh God, paid to see that.
In actual fact, we did a I must find a photograph. We did a
you did right here.
We did it. Yeah, we did it at
Murphy's.
Murphy's, yes. That's right, we had the 1970s night, and with all the sort of 70s projected music, and we had a band and whatever, it was a great night. And I had my platform shoes and my bell-bottoms.
You had to expand those bell-bottom pants a little bit? No?
No.
Still fit?
I had them specially made.
Okay.
You're quite finished. Why don't you say your final comments and go?
Final comments, guys. Not a lot of movie stars left, Jerry. But Sandra Bullock is still one of them. She keeps making non-franchise films that are successful and talked about. Lost City is another fun action comedy that reminds the audience of classics like Romancing the Stones. Also, her co-star can deliver the funny and has really good chemistry, which I believe takes the film over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I think the movie is fun, man. I think it's not going to win no awards, but it's a great time at the movies theater. And if you are going to watch it at home, it's a great date night movie. I think it's a win for Sandy. It's a win for Sandy. I'm all in. By the way, she kind of retired. She said she's going to take a break, so.
Oh, really?
We're not going to see a Sandra Bullock movie in a while.
Oh, because she was acting with her kids or whatever, that would be good.
That's the thing. I think she's taking time off for the kids.
Be a load of Bullocks.
Oh, come on. Come on. No. Don't be making fun of Sandy's name.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
But yeah, I think we're gonna miss her. We're gonna miss old Sandra Bullock a little bit.
I mean, how old is she now?
I think she's in her 50s.
Well, that's nothing. Why does she want to take a break?
Because she recently adopted some children and she wants to spend time with her family.
Oh, well,
I think that's
enough.
The reason.
That's nice.
I'm not mistaken.
Did they come from Malawi? Because that's where Madonna. Yeah, Malawi. That's where Madonna got all hers from.
Is that like an agency?
No. You know what? I must find it for you sometime. There is a comedian.
Yes.
In the United Kingdom, he's a black man and he is absolutely hilarious. And he comes from Malawi.
Okay.
And he, you know, the jokes he makes, like, you know, he says, I had a sister, but she's now living with Madonna, you know, all these things.
Oh, nice.
And the guy, he did America, I think it's Britain's Got Talent or America, but he is absolutely hilarious. He's well worth a watch.
Send me a clip.
I will, I'll find him for you.
But yeah, anyways, Jerry, I heard you're watching a good show on Netflix.
Yes, yeah, we are. We're Anatomy of a Scandal.
Yeah, very British show.
And it is, because you can tell, because the people in court wear wigs.
Yeah. By the way, I can't believe that custom still exists.
Why not? What's wrong with customs?
It's updated, I guess.
No.
No,
why?
It's not updated.
It's tradition.
Fair enough. Is it important, though?
Yes. Traditions are important.
Fair enough, says the man who is very British at heart. Anyways, did you enjoy the show?
I did. Well, we are enjoying it. I think we watched four episodes. We watched a couple on Saturday night, a couple on Sunday night, and yeah, very very good.
It's about a 6-episode thing, right?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked.
I think I'm all in on these mini series, like 8 episodes, and there's a full story, and we're done. We don't have to watch 3 seasons or whatever. I like the short little limited series. They're fun.
Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right, because Renee has said, he says, I heard an interview with Sandra Bullock the other day. She said she's taking time off to do what she loves, which is spend time with her kids.
There
how
you go.
Nice, how nice is that?
There you go. That's what I ask my mom all the time. She says no.
No, I don't blame her either. Get out the house. Go to that bloke you hang around with on a Wednesday. Go and talk to him.
Yeah, she sends me here.
Yeah.
For me to shut up at home.
No, I want to have a word with your mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's a nice lady.
I would imagine she is.
Look at me. I'm nice-ish. No? A little bit.
Ish is a good word.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I use it a lot.
So,
anyway, sir.
No, it is very, very good. And, you know, we're enjoying it. And the little twists and turns and so on and so forth.
Great actors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't remember. What's the name of the one from...
From Downton
Abbey?
I call her Lady Mary.
Lady Mary. She played
Michelle Dockery, I think is she's called.
She's very good.
She... You know, it's funny, because when you watch Downton, you're like, oh, these people will never... like get out of these characters. Mm-hmm. Like people, mm-hmm. They'll never find another job. And she is the one actor from that show that's been able. Her and Dan Stevens, to be honest, but she's been able to do other roles and be good at them. So
and I believe they're going to make a new movie.
I think they are. Downton I think they already Abbey. Did. Yeah,
yeah. So that'd be worth a watch.
Talk about.
I think it's a move. If I remember right, I saw something very briefly about it. And they're moving to overseas or something, to Germany or something like
I
that.
I think they're getting on the second Titanic.
Yeah. So but I love that, you know, that I love it when you see something like that, which is so well cast with people that you don't know.
I gotta be honest. I think Downton is being overplayed. I think they...
Why? It's British. How can it be overplayed?
I'm saying, like, the show is done. They did a movie. Go on, people. Like...
No, hang on. So Spider-Man's not overdone, then, is he? Neither is Batman. Come on.
It's not the same story. No, I'm sorry.
No, because they don't wear capes. That's why you don't like it.
No. It's not. No, I'm saying Downton is the same character. It's for example, what.
Well, Spider-Man's the same character, except they keep making different people because the original ones are dead.
It's different storylines. There's literally different movies.
Well,
like, there's
Downton has different stories going through it all the time.
Here's the thing.
No. What?
For example.
What?
When you ask the creators of Friends, a highly popular show,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
about will you make a comeback, will you bring back the Friends as mm-hmm, a TV show, mm-hmm. and she said no. And the reason is, we ended the show and these people were happy. These people had a happy ending. For me to do a reboot or whatever, they would have to break the happy ending.
Kids. They're grown up now. They're old.
Well, yeah,
they're old
but people. They would have to break the happy ending they ended up with to create storylines.
Well, that's called life.
No, that's called a soap opera.
Well, I shall look forward to Downton Abbey.
Anyways, so I'll watch it.
It's time I'd go. Go away.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Get out of here.
Take care, sir. By the way, next week, good movies. It's going to be fun.
Oh, well, I thought this was a good movie.
Yeah, I thought it is, but we got a good slate coming out.
Hang on, first of all, Yasmin, what are you...
invited to.
What are you seeing this week?
I don't know yet.
Oh,
this
there you
week?
Go.
No.
This you got
week?
No, we got no invite?
Because it was that one, but I couldn't go.
Oh.
So, I don't know, next week.
I'm assuming next week you're going to get an invitation to the Marvel premiere, a new Marvel
maybe.
Movie.
Yeah.
Oh, another one. Oh, dear. And we're complaining about Downton Abbey because they're making another movie, and then we're having another Marvel comic thing.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to get pregnant now in Downton. God. Just saying. Oh, the Queen's coming to visit. Polish the silverware. Move on.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, the butler retired. It's funny because in that show, the butler retired. They had to bring him back. He's like a farmer now.
What was it? Carson. The Duchess, the dowry Duchess or whatever it is, Maggie Smith. I mean, they can't bring her back.
I know. I think, did she die?
No.
In the show? No, not the actress, in the show.
I can't honestly remember. But,
I don't know, man.
But, you know, they could revive her. She could,
I guess,
you know,
so.
Anyway. Look forward to next week.
All the best, my friend.
All right, take care. All the best. There you are. Andreas Clementi with us this week's movie review. We'll have the trailer on there and, of course, some information about what we've been talking about today on our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. But for right now, it's time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are
are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. Absolutely, and the time on The Breakfast Show, 18 minutes right now after the hour, 9 o'clock, and we're going to be with you for about another 35 minutes or so. And getting back to the music, I've also got hopefully a couple of good news stories for you this morning. But getting us back, it's this one. Stylistics. You made me feel brand new.
With you, I always have a friend.
grabé tu nombre en mi barca, me hice por ti marinero para cruzar los mares, surcando los deseos. Fui tan feliz en tus brazos, fui tan feliz en tu puerto, que el corazón quedó preso de tu cuerpo y de tu piel. Como una ola, tu amor llegó a mi vida, como una ola de fuego y de caricias, de espuma blanca y rumor de caracolas, como una ola. Y yo quedé prendida a tu tormenta, perdí el timón sin darme apenas cuenta, como una ola. Tu amor creció como una ola. Bajé del cielo una estrella en el hueco de mis manos y la prendí a tu cuello cuando te dije te amo, pero al mirarte a los ojos vi una luz de desencanto, me avergoncé de mi estrella y llorando me dormí. Como una ola, tu amor llegó a mi vida, como una ola de fuerza desmedida, sentí en mis labios tus labios de amapola, como una ola, y me escapé contigo para adentro, sin escuchar las voces en el viento, como una ola. Fue tu amor como una ola. Y me escapé contigo para adentro, sin escuchar las voces en el viento, como una ola. Se fue tu amor como una ola.
There we go, that is Rocío Jurado there, and Como Una Ola, and that was from Cedric. He asked if we could give that a play for him this morning. Absolutely, and before this I mentioned the stylistics, and You Make Me Feel a Brand New. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock, and Yasmin's just saw some listeners. We've got a couple of Born on This Day in Music, so we'll take a look at those fairly soon, but right now, this is Pat Benatar for you. Treat Me Right.
The one that you count on is left to behind.
There she goes, yes, Treat Me Right from Pat Benatar. I mentioned, if you were with us early this morning, first thing, I mentioned that Paul over in the UK sent us a nice story, a good news story, that's what we like, a little bit of antidepressant on The Breakfast Show. It's about a lottery winner who scooped £115 million a fortune and has given away more than half of her winnings. She said she's addicted to helping others. Frances Connolly, 55 years of age, agreed a yearly charity budget with her husband Patrick, but had already spent up to 2032's allocation, she said. The Hartlepool couple won the Euro Millions in 2019 and immediately gave away cash to friends and family. Mrs. Connolly said helping others gives you a buzz, and it's addictive. I'm addicted to it now, she said. Well, the former social worker and teacher has set up two charitable foundations, one named after her late mother, Kathleen Graham, in her native Northern Ireland, and PFC Trust, which supports local young carers and the elderly, as well as refugees in her hometown. She estimates she's given away around about £60 million, but does not keep a tally, joking she would be worried in case her 57-year-old husband saw it. Mrs. Connolly has a history of charitable acts. She volunteered with St. John's Ambulance as a child and set up an AIDS helpline while a student in Belfast. She now backs local community groups, which helps people to get jobs, support refugees and young carers as well, and provide electronic tablets for old people so that they can connect with their families. Mr. Connolly still runs his plastic business. Their biggest personal expenditure was a 6-bedroom house in County Durham with 7 acres of land, while Mr. Connolly, he drives a second-hand Aston Martin. There's no such thing, second-hand Aston Martin, just an Aston Martin. But Mrs. Connolly balks at the idea of spending money on luxuries like yachts, saying that reports of some spending £25,000 on a bottle of champagne made her think that the money could have helped a young person buy a house. How true is that? What a lovely story. I'm going to send my email address to her. Make an old man happy. This is Denise Williams. It's going to take a miracle. After this, we'll check back with Yasmin for a couple of Born This Day in music.
Miracle, yes, it's gonna take a miracle to make.
Denise Williams, and it's going to take a miracle. Breakfast show time, if you are keeping an eye on the time still, we're 23 minutes exactly before the hour of 10 o'clock, so I've got around about 17 minutes to go, I guess. Right, let's get back and find out what Yasmin's been taking a rummage, haven't you, Yas?
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah, rummaging. Yes. Rummaging. Born this day.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, you found another two older than me.
Yeah.
You should be a diplomat.
Yes, the first one, Cuba Gooding, singer and American soul and R&B group, Main Ingredient, best known for their 1972 hit song, Everybody Plays the Fool.
Yes, indeedy. And this is it, Everybody Plays the Fool.
Mm-hmm.
Main Ingredient.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
Everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays a fool. Ooh. Falling in love is such an easy thing. And there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Oh, loving like they cannot see. A certain person could never be. Love runs deeper than any ocean. It clouds your mind with emotion. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be true. I wanna tell you this, but everybody plays a fool.
There we go, that's it, the main ingredient there, with Cuba Gooding. Time on the breakfast show, we're 19 minutes, and that's before the hour of 10 o'clock, and Yasmin's been rummaging to find some Born on This Day music. That was the first one. Recognise that one, yes? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that song?
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're an old soul, aren't you?
I don't know the next one.
You don't know the next
the
one?
Artist. Yeah, I don't know.
I think you'll recognise the song when you hear it.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, that was Anne, how do you say, Peebles.
Peebles, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anne Peebles, she was born in 1947. American singer and songwriter who had the 1973 hit single I Can't Stand the Rain. She also recorded a version of I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down, which was later a hit for British singer Paul Young.
Oh, see if you recognize this.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? It's called...
I Can't Stand the Rain Against My Window, bringing back sweet memories
There we go. That's it. And Peebles and I Can't Stand the Rain. Did you recognize the song? Yes?
No, not that one.
You don't? Okay. There is another version of it. I mean, I was sort of looking at it. It popped up. I Can't Stand the Rain. There's a version by Tina Turner. I might remember that one. Good couple of good tracks, yes.
And what about the other one with that later was a hit for Paul Young?
That one. Let me see. That was.
I'm gonna tear your playhouse down.
Let me see if I.
Do you remember that one?
Not offhand, but we're gonna take a look, see if I can find it. I'm going.
But I know Paul Young, so maybe I know that song, but I don't remember the title.
What's it called again? I haven't got it on the screen.
I'm going to tear your playhouse down.
I'm going to tear your playhouse down by Paul Young.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, here we go. Mm-hmm. How about that then? See if you recognise this one then, yes?
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go, that's it. Tear Your Playhouse Down. Paul Young. Do you recognise it, yes?
No, not really.
And you're a Paul Young fan. And Rowena's the same. She says, good morning. She says, wow, never heard this Paul Young song before. But that's why I love listening to your show, because I hear and learn all new things every day.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Rowena. We all do, don't we, yes?
Oh, yes, of course.
We learn something every day, especially when Andreas is here. We learn, why did we unlock the door? No, it's always good to have Andreas here. So what you got planned for the rest of the day?
Well, tonight I'm going to a theater. I guess it's going to be a comedy.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to enjoy that. And that's all.
That's
today
it?
Is Ian's practice on the saxophone, so we'll see
how it goes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Hey. Good luck to him for that.
Oh, yes.
I think it's great. Saxophone's a great instrument as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, yes. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. I know you are.
If you do any exercise, do some for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana.
Cause that's the way love goes. That's
Mighty Love, Part 1. That's the Spinners there here on this morning's breakfast show. And that's it. That's just about brought us to the end of our midweek program, which means tomorrow's Thursday. It's starting off, isn't it? Tomorrow's downhill starting tomorrow as we make our way to the weekend. Big thanks this morning goes out to Andreas, of course, Andreas Clementi for this week's movie review, and also to Yasmin for joining us in that little chat as well, of course, and Born on This Day Music, a couple of great tracks we've been listening to. So, and of course, doing all our production work and all our social media and all that kind of thing. Big thanks to Yasmin. Also, my co-producer, Neil Danby, gets a lot of our background information we use in the program. To Ingrid for our everyday story of I'm in the city, but I'm normally country folk. Got a lot of work on a plate. That's good. There's nothing wrong with work. Really. Trust me. So thanks to Ingrid, and big thanks to Boys and Girls of Grupo Grado, keep us up and running, and to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. I will be back with you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, as normal. All right, so I hope you're going to be able to join us then, whatever it is you're going to be doing during the day. Please, please, please do it carefully. Take it easy. No rush. All right. We want to see you another day. Want to be talking to you tomorrow. That's what I say, isn't it? What do I want to be doing at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning? I want to be talking to you. Absolutely. Not talking about you. So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.